Nuala, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm well. So do tell, 64 years ago, when your little sister was born.
I was 16 years old. I was the eldest of six. And Jill, my baby sister, was born 2 pounds and 1 ounce.
No.
And in those days, there wasn't much hope for her. But I remember going to see her in the incubator, and I said, Jill, you're a fighter like me, so you'll make it. And she did.
64 years ago, a baby born prematurely weighing 2 pounds weight.
2 pounds and 1 ounce.
And do you know how many weeks when she was born?
I think it was like, she was, she was born on the 26th of April, and she wasn't due until May, kind of late May.
Okay, so we're certainly looking at maybe 28 weeks, 30 weeks, 32?
Yes.
See, 64 years ago, they would have given very, very little chance of survival.
Well, she survived, and she grew up to be 5'10", blonde, blue-eyed, and gorgeous. And me, who was 10 pounds when I was born, barely reached 5'2". So that's very funny. She lives in Australia now, and I'm 80 years old because I was 16 years older than her.
Yes.
And I was like a second mother to her. And she relates that we talk every month on the phone. And she relates to me how I took her to the circus, took her to the park, took her everywhere with me. Of course I did. So I was 16. And she was...
You must have been delighted as a 16-year-old with a baby daughter, a baby sister, that you could look after and dote over. And
I did. When I come in from school and if she was crying, I'd pick her up and I'd say, you've loads of times to be crying, not just now.
So she'd be in her mid-60s now, working away down in Australia, yeah?
She's 64. Well, she's retired now. She was a nurse.
And do you speak all the time?
Oh, yes, every single month.
Once a month?
Yes.
All right, okay. And what is it, a Zoom call, a video call, a phone call? How do you do it?
No, it's just a phone call. I ring her and she'll tell me, hang up, I'll ring you back.
And would it be a long phone call then if it's once a month, yeah?
Oh, good Lord, it would be. She'd want to know about my 5 children, and I have 10 grandchildren, and I have 3 great-grandchildren. So she wants to know all the news. How are they getting on?
And is she away in Australia a long time?
Oh, she is. She's in Australia. Oh. She was ophthalmic nurse. She specialised in that.
Did she go over to Australia young, like?
She did.
And did you ever? And does she come back, or did you ever?
Oh, she does. Oh no, I couldn't go out. I'm too old. The journey would be too long for me. And you see now, at the right young age of 80, I would be able to take the trip.
It's a long trip. It's a very, very hard trip to take. It's a very long flight. You'd be exhausted.
She's very good. She comes back maybe once every 3 years.
I think she's due home soon, is she?
She is, yeah. I said to her, Jill, when I pass away, there's no point in you making that journey because I won't know you're there and there's no... So come and see me while I'm alive. I have a lot of medical problems at the moment. But forget about that. I'm a fighter.
You're a fighter.
And I am.
Yeah.
And I was the eldest of six. And I was an only child for nearly 7 years. And as I refer to my brothers and my sisters, F Troop came along. And I said, if we were royalty, I'd have murdered my brothers and killed my sisters. Because I would be queen, regardless. So that's funny. And I've told
not if you were your not if you were a brother or a sister of you.
Oh, I would. I told them I would be queen, and that was it.
So when I'm listening to you talk there, okay. I just couldn't help but think that to an extent you were certainly Jill's sister. You were 16 when she was born. But in some ways as well, you were very much part of her rearing, almost like a second mammy to her, you know?
Oh, I was, yeah.
And I'm wondering if she sees you that way, that she's got a very special place in her heart for you because of that.
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
It's kind of a beautiful relationship you have with your sister.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have another sister as well, Carmel Downey, and I love her to bits. Now, she's 8 years younger than me, and I just said to her the other day, I said, Carmel, when I'm dead, you'll still be 8 years younger than me.
What a lovely, lovely story. It's a lovely story, and she's home to see you again soon, which will be great. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And I'm doing
she's a miracle. She was a miracle baby 64 years ago, surviving.
Oh, she was.
Miracle baby.
She was indeed.
Yeah.
And I only saw my father cry one time in his short life because he died, unfortunately, at the age of 59. And when Jim was born, he was very religious. He went to St. Mary's Church every morning before we went to work.
Did he?
My father had a business and I was a secretary.
What did he do? Curia, what did he do?
We were Jacksons. We made beds and did reupholstery.
Where?
In North Abbey Street, down by Van O'Connor's. Down the lane there.
I had a good buddy for years, a fellow by the name of Mick Jackson, who sadly passed away some years back.
Jackson was my first cousin.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
He was a lovely man.
He was indeed. I used to do business with him.
The Jacksons?
Yeah.
I know that firm. I know that firm.
You do, of course. They were at the top of Shandon Street.
That's right.
And we were at the end.
It's a small world all the same, isn't it?
A very small world, yeah. When Michael died.
Mick Jackson was a great guy. He loved his music and he was a great guy. Often meet him out. Very sad to hear that he died.
He didn't look after himself, you know. He should have, but he didn't. And that was Michael.
Rest in peace. And tell me why you said just before I let you go, you saw your dad cry just the once. Why was that?
When Jill was born, and we went up and saw her in the incubator, and you could almost see the organs in her body. She was so little of her there.
Little blue baby, right?
She grew up to be 5'9", 5'10".
The apple of your eye.
Yeah, and was very clever. And went to St. Angela's, where I went. We all went there. And all of my three daughters went there. And
When your sister Jill is home, let me know. Is she home across the summer?
Hopefully she will be.
Okay. Because I have some wonderful, wonderful summer passes to give away to lovely, lovely attractions across the city and the county. Some gorgeous places, Blarney Castle, the Titanic Experience, maybe out to Spike Island, the Cork City bus tour, a Cork Harbour boat hire. I'd love to send you and your sister somewhere very nice. A nice little trip for the tour.
That would be lovely, Neil.
All right, we'll talk again then. All right, we'll talk again, Neil. All right.
And thank you for your time.
Bye now, take care. Text 0868 104 106. I'll come back to you.